Good morning. Wednesday morning, we're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
I see that Schenectady tops regional police fire when it comes to their pay.
It's a little bit of a dubious distinction for Schenectady, but yesterday we took a look at the annual report by the Empire Center for Public Policy in Albany, and they take a look at the 10 cities in the capital region and report on the average salary for the cops. And Schenectady comes in number one for both police and the fire department. The cops are making, on average, in Schenectady, $95,000 a year, and this is the latest data available for 2017, and in the same time period, the firefighters made an average of $88,000 in 2017. After them, you know, comes Albany, which is, as you know, a much bigger city. They also have a lot more firefighters and police, but they fall down $5,000-$10,000 less in terms of the average. So it's not a great honor to have, but it puts them at the top. We took a chance to talk to the mayor, Gary McCarthy, and he defends the numbers, and he says, hey, the firefighters, the cops, they deal with a high volume of calls. They're busy. It's a highly competent and highly trained police force and fire department. So he defends it and says, we want to make sure our employees, if they're going to do a good job, and we're asking them to do a good job, that they are adequately compensated. So he defends it. Also in the report, we took a look at the breakdown for town employees in the capital region. And another Schenectady County municipality, Glenville, ranks number one in terms of average salary in the latest report. And in Glenville, the employees there make on average $47,000. And that puts them at the top of the heap. We talked to the town supervisor there, Chris Ketzley, to get his response, and he feels like the methodology is a little flawed. He feels like they're being penalized for actually running an efficient town government, because he points out that there are some other towns in the capital region that have just as many town residents, but they might have twice as many town employees. And so, sure, their average salaries might be less, but their overall expense to run that town government is less. So he's defending it, but they do come in at number one.
From there, let's talk about downtown Schenectady, which has seen a resurgence in recent years. There's the casino, there's the Proctor's Complex, and other businesses and restaurants, movie theaters. But now I see a large brewery and tap room that's going to set up on Lower State Street downtown.
Yeah, this is one of the latest, most exciting, buzzworthy projects in Schenectady that we're watching at the Gazette. And this is a project that overall is called the Mill Artisan District on State Street, kind of down near Schenectady Community College. And yesterday we got some exciting information about what the name of the brewery will be called. It's going to be called Frog Alley Brewery, and it's named based on an old Schenectady baseball team that was arrested in the early 1900s for playing on a Sunday, of all things. So it's a little nod to the local heritage there. And also we found out that they're going to be hiring two guys who have a lot of experience in breweries to be their master brewers. One guy that was with the FX Max Brewery in Utica, and another individual who's been around at Mad Jack's in Schenectady and at Schmaltz up in Saratoga County. So they're bringing in some, you know, some very knowledgeable folks to run it. It's going to be like 65 employees all told. So this big opportunity for some jobs. But most important is this effort to shore up or to reinvigorate this section of State Street that, even while there's been a lot of exciting development in the Proctor's block and near the casino and some other spots, Lower Union Street, this is an area that's still been sort of left behind and a little drab and quiet. And so this is expected to really sort of drum up some foot traffic and getting some excitement. We saw a lot of excitement in response to the name of the brewery and the announcement of that they're going to be pouring beer later this fall. So I think there's a big excitement. And it kind of coalesces and makes Schenectady a little bit of a destination with brew pubs now. There's three or four of them, including one over in Glenville. And I think it's getting a name as being a neat city where there's a number of these different craft breweries where you could, you know, either have a family gathering or a bachelor party or just drawing people. That some of these, you know, Rust Belt cities are really capitalizing on it.
Any word on whether they'll be using any local or state hops?
They certainly will be. And so we're still tracking that, and we're going to get in there when they start putting things together and try to do another story. But they will be trying to source it locally.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks.
Thanks, David. Take care.